Time to head over to New Zealand and have a chat to Emily Brown, who has been doing it tough over there, looking after the farm, looking after the family, while her husband David's been over here doing a wonderful job with the team. And today would cap off what has been a great spring carnival for them, because Elephant is searching for a Group 1 victory in the Toorak. Emily, good morning, or good afternoon, your time over there. How are you?
Very well, thank you.
What's it like on race day, especially when you've got a Group 1 runner? The nerves over there with trying to keep the kids under control and the build-up, how do you fill in the hours?
Yeah, it's been a bit of a long day already, trying to find something to do. Obviously, it's a bit different when you're there with the horses and you're getting ready for race day. We've just done our work this morning, got the kids out working, and looking forward to this afternoon.
Your husband's been having a massive time over here. He's COVID lockdown Melbourne. He's been setting the town alight.
Yeah, I think he's a bit jealous because I usually get the trips, and I always tell him how much fun I've had over there. And he's just, obviously gone into lockdown over there, and it's not quite the same.
Well, your star, he was a pimple away from remaining unbeaten, Emily. And the funny thing is, it was the area that he needed to have the long trunk, and it didn't work for Elephant.
No, that was a bit unfortunate that day. Maybe if he'd pulled out one of his tricks, we might have got there. But we were still wrapped with the run, And he probably had a little bit of second up too that day. He'd been off a long time, and so we rushed into that first start a little without probably the preparation we wanted. Still very proud of him that day, and obviously he's gone on, and it was pretty exciting watching from home, watching him do the Sandown Stakes. So, it's been lovely to watch from home, but a little bit jealous I'm not there.
He's become a colt horse because of his name, but you mentioned he should have done his trick in the fee, and he's also a quirky character as well. Just explain what his trick is that we've seen so much on the social media and news stories with him over here.
Oh, he's always done it since Andrew Fowler, who's one of the owners and the breeder, he said right when we first got him, he said, he'll just curl his lip up at absolutely everything. And true to form, as soon as we got him, that's all he'll do. He'll stand in the tie-ups all morning, just smiling at everyone. And, he's a bit of a character.
What's your gut feel today? Because he has taken all before him so far. This is another step up, but he's just so consistent, and he seems such a bulletproof horse. He puts himself in the right position, and he gives his all every time.
Yeah, he does. He does try very hard. Obviously, today is another step up for him, and we're hoping to see him thereabouts in the finish. I know David's very, very happy with him, so that always gives us a little bit of confidence back home. I suppose with any race, you need a bit of luck and everything to go your way. So, he's hoping.
Emily, with your accent, anyone would think $1.01 that you're just a Kiwi through and through, but you're half Aussie, aren't you? And you've got a sister that has represented New Zealand and Australia at the Olympics.
Yeah, I'm actually Australian. I've got the passport and everything. My dad was Australian. He also rode for Australia at the Olympics. And, my sister is now an Australian, although she's based in Canada. Rode at the Olympics for Australia. So, pretty close ties to the Aussies.
Would Elephant ever become a superstar in another arena post-racing? Is that something that might be earmarked for Elephant?
I think he'll always be able to find a good home because he's pretty cool to deal with. One of his brothers is actually doing really well eventing. So, it could well be a possibility.
Is his name
That's his name, Aardvark or something, is it? Or what's the next name? I mean, because Rhinoceros, Elephant was named because he had the pokey snout, his lip. But then Rhinoceros came along. Is this going to be a continual theme now?
I don't know about that. Rhinoceros sort of came along because we'd had Elephant and Rhino turned up, and one of our girls that works for us that's been with us for a long time, she said, well, this one's got to be Rhino, doesn't it? and it just sort of stuck. And, yeah, Andrew, the owner, decided, this one's rhinoceros. So, yeah, who knows? He has named the three-quarter sister the elephant hippopotamus. But whether we carry on with that, he's got a few nice 2-year-olds in the barn, and I'm not sure what they're going to be called yet.
I was having a chat to David during the week on Racing Pulse, and I added up, you've won 400,000 so far with the team out here. It could go to a million if you snared the Toorak, and I wonder if you've thought about maybe relocating permanently over here with the prize money.
I think it's always sort of been discussed, and I spent a bit of time there when we had the jumper Monarch Times, and I was fairly keen to make the move. But yeah, I think it's just one of those things. Probably maybe have a few discussions when he gets home, but we've just been lucky to have the right horses there at the right time. As we know, it's not always all how it's been going, so we're just very fortunate this has worked out.
That's the other big question. He doesn't know when he's going to get home. It's all a lottery for when he can get back on a plane. So how's the family dealing with that?
Yeah, it's pretty tough. The girls have been really good about it, but it is tough for us to not knowing. I think that's the hard part. I've been doing the lottery thing for him. Every Tuesday I get on there and sit at the computer for a couple of hours and see what number he draws and things like that. So we'll have another go on Tuesday, see how we get on.
Well, we wish you the best. At least the numbers are falling your way on the track, Emily. Who knows, if he's here for Christmas, you might have to try and get across and join him as well. You learn something new every day. I had no idea, Dan, with that accent, that you were actually an Aussie, Emily. So as we say goodbye, can you give us your best Aussie accent?
I don't know about that. It's been a while.
How long have you been in New Zealand? Because it's a bit of a hybrid.
It's a bit different, a bit of both, I think.
Is it thongs or jandals?
Jandals.
Trekking or
more Kiwi then.
What's the one? What are they? Tramping or trekking?
Tramping.
Right, there you go.
All right, you're a Kiwi. All right, good luck today, Emily.
All right,
six for 66.
All right. We're starting to go down a slippery slope here, Matty. Good luck, Emily. We love the name Elephant, and we hope he runs really well today.